everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. Cooking with whole foods is a great way to avoid GMOs. If you do buy processed foods, read the labels carefully. Try to buy organic options and assume that if something says it contains soy or corn on the label, but it's not organic, it most certainly is genetically modified. Also, be sure to steer clear of the many ingredients and additives that may contain GMOs, such as amino acids, aspartame, ascorbic acid, sodium ascorbate, vitamin C, citric acid, sodium citrate, flavorings, natural or artificial, high fructose corn syrup, of course, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, lactic acid, maltodextrins, modest sodium glutamate, sucrose, textured vegetable protein, xanthan gum, vitamins, and even yeast products. This stuff is hidden in everything. If all this talk of GMOs has you wondering what to snack on this week or what to send your kids to school with, our segment, Cooking with Kia, has some tips. Roasted or sauteed broccoli is easy and delicious, as are baked sweet potato fries. Give them a try. Just slice up broccoli or cauliflower into bite-sized pieces, toss with olive oil and salt and pepper, maybe a little Italian seasoning or curry powder. Arrange on a single layer in a baking sheet and roast at 400 degrees for about 40 or 50 minutes until crispy. Sweet potato fries can be made the same way. Just slice up the yams into fry-sized sticks and bake away. You can also try making your own hummus with fresh herbs and lots of naturally occurring vitamin C packed lemon juice. Hummus freezes really well in small Tupperwares or even an ice cube tray. Once it's frozen, just pop the cubes out and store in a plastic freezer bag. When you need a snack, you can thaw a few cubes or toss some in your lunch bag in the morning, and by noon they'll be thawed and you'll be ready to snack with some local carrots. Homemade crackers are actually really easy to make too and don't require a lot of expensive ingredients. You can make batches of crispy crackers for a fraction of the price you'll pay for pre-packaged ones at the store. And you can customize them with seeds or herbs and spices to keep it interesting. With some attention to reading labels, some inspiration to cook with whole ingredients, and local food from area farmers, you can avoid GMOs for meals at home. For more current info about what's moving and shaking in the world of GMOs, visit thenongmoreport.com or strike up a conversation with your local farmer. This is Kia Armstrong, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. Information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.